Hey you guys, what's up? It's your girl Shawnee J here reporting to you live from a place where palm trees reside, and I am back with the facts. And I know. I did it again. I just left y'all hanging and I disappeared off the face of the earth. I'm so sorry. But you guys, there's so much going on. A lot of good news, actually, but I've been busy, right? And unfortunately, when I have a bit too much on my plate, one of the first things I take off the plate is the podcast. Just because of how much effort and energy goes into putting an episode together and then getting it to you guys. So I do just ask that you give me grace and be patient with me, okay? I am trying. But, yes, I just wanted to pop back in and let you guys know that I am still here and I am still definitely wanting to complete this season and continue on this journey, on this theme that we have going of health and wellness. We did have that first segment, which was giving physical health and wellness, and you know, we were diving into fasting, which recently I did another fast this year in 2024. We are in a new year right now, so even though it is February, I do want to wish you guys a happy new year. I hope that all is going well, that this year is treating you great, that you are accomplishing all of your goals, and that you are of sound mind, body, and spirit, and in good health. And I did fast again this year, last month actually. I just did like a 7-day juice cleanse and it was really, really great. Like the benefits were amazing. It definitely flushed my system out. Had the skin, hair, and nails on flickadeek. Your girl was looking good. Your girl is looking good. But I was feeling really great too. Of course, I was getting amazing sleep. Just better quality sleep, you know, like not just being able to sleep throughout the night, but getting that good deep rest and waking up feeling well rested. I also noticed less puffiness under my eyes, and just more energy. And even now that I'm no longer fasting, I feel as though the benefits have managed to last quite a while because I'm still doing really good as far as not eating too much, too many processed foods, or like, you know, things that are heavily processed or things that have a lot of processed sugar in it. Like I'm definitely still being really good about being very limited on that. And I think I can definitely attribute that to the fast, because that was definitely a goal coming out of the fast, wanting to just keep on the right path. And I'm still consuming like a good amount of smoothies and juices lately. And it has that fast definitely helped me to stay on top of my supplements and my herbal intake. I'm not gonna lie, I did kind of slack on my supplement intake once I was off the fast, but you know, it's something that I was able to notice, and I'm starting to pick back up on it. So yeah, that's what's been going on with me. Your girl did another fast. This time it was just a 7-day juice cleanse. So 7 days of just water, juices, smoothies, teas, that was it. And then a few days after that was done, I just was like eating vegan. But yeah, now I'm back to my regular diet, which is vegetarian. So doing a little bit of dairy and some eggs here and there, not often at all, way less than before my 7-day juice cleanse, I can tell you that much. So that's a good thing. But what has been taking up the most of my energy, my time, and my attention lately, other than, you know, regular life shit, like working a job and doing my best to save money, budget, and better my credit score, get out of debt, and those kinds of things. You guys, I am working on an EP. Yes, I'm working on an EP. It's called Best Friend's House. and it's entirely produced by one of my best friends, Jazzy. For my avid listeners of the Back with the Facts podcast, you probably know very well who I am talking about. She has been on previous episodes. She has left messages on plenty of episodes. So yes, this project that I'm working on, this EP, is entirely produced by her. All the songs written and sang by me. And so it's a very cool joint project. And I'm very excited about it. That is why I had to pretty much step away from the podcast and put more of my focus on getting this project done because I'm planning to release it March 23rd. So we are just over a month away. And so I'm having to, get even more focused, a little more tunnel vision, and get this thing done. I'm trying to meet certain deadlines. Like, I honestly thought I would be done with the recording process by now, but there's still some little things that I need to tweak and add in there, and it'll be all done, and I'm ready to do the more technical things that come along with putting a project out and getting it streaming on all platforms. So I am very excited. Can't wait to release it and start sharing the good news of it being out. So yeah, that's what's been going on with me, you guys. So I do ask that you be patient with me and have grace while I push through and come back in when I can to deliver you guys some more episodes and get through this season of Back with the Facts. I just want y'all to know that I appreciate all of your support up until this point, and I pray that we keep it going, okay? But yeah, you guys, this is going to be my first music project in about 10 years. And it's going to be the first project of mine that's going to be streaming on music platforms other than SoundCloud. So I'm very excited. But of course, there's, this certain amount of pressure because of the fact that it's been so long since I put music out. But I feel like on this project, you can really hear the growth, the evolution of my sound, of my vocal ability, of the lyrics, of, just being more raw and transparent. But also, I feel like what comes through is how much fun I had recording this and putting this together. And that has been a main priority of mine going into putting this project together and getting it out is like I really just wanted to have fun. And yeah, those are my main two things. I wanted you to hear and feel the amount of fun I had, and I want you to hear and feel the amount of growth that has taken place. And I feel like those things are definitely shining through. So I can't wait to get that out to you guys so you can hear it. And I can't wait to hear your feedback on it. Oh my gosh, you guys. But yes, that's what's going on with me. Some other things that, I'll disclose at a later point in time. But I just wanted to let you guys know, what happened there and why I kind of just like dipped off. But another factor, honestly, is that so much has changed, even with the podcasting platform. Like, the Anchor app that I started on pretty much no longer exists. It's now this Spotify for podcasters thing. So you guys, I'm really trying my best to like navigate through all of these changes. Honestly, it got kind of intimidating. And it was another reason why I was like, I can't really deal with this right now and all the other stuff that I'm trying to do. So I'm gonna just put this on hold and figure this out a little later. So literally, like right now, I am looking at a completely different platform and doing things differently. And it's weird as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I don't know why this happened. Like, not gonna lie, I really loved the Anchor app and I miss it. And I'm just so tired of people trying to fix things that are not broken. Like, if you really want to do your biggest one, bring the Anchor app back. And keep it at that, period. Like, when I tell y'all I loved it so much, I don't know what happened, why it evolved into this, but I'm not gonna lie, y'all. I'm not really feeling it. I'm not really feeling it, but I am dedicated and I do want to get you guys a season four. Like, you will get a complete season four out of me before it's all said and done. But I just want y'all to know that shit is real. And the podcasting thing, even in itself, has completely changed. And so it's a little bit of a learning curve. So please bear with me. Please bear with me. I'm not entirely sure what the fuck is happening. So yes, with that being said, our first third of the season was more so about physical health and wellness. The second third of the season will get more into the spiritual side of health and wellness, because spiritual health and spiritual hygiene is a thing. And so if you are listening to this, I would definitely love to hear from you. Let's get the conversation going. Whether you want to leave me a message on here, if that's still a thing, I literally don't know. But you guys also help me out and tell me what it's like on your end listening to the podcast. If you are still able to leave messages, let me know if that's possible and how you go about it. So that way I can also tell people how to go about it. So yeah, if you can leave a message, tell me some of your favorite ways to practice spiritual hygiene, how you incorporate it in your daily routine. For those of you who maybe sometimes fall off when it comes to your spiritual hygiene, how do you get back into it? How do you get back on track? I would love to hear from you, whether it's on here or whether you want to reach out to me on Instagram at ShawneeJ underscore or TikTok at ShawneeJ. Let's get this conversation going. So I will leave it at that. And in our next episode, we will dive deeper into spiritual hygiene, you know, what it is, what it looks like, what it feels like, and some different tips and advice to incorporate spiritual hygiene or to up the ante on your spiritual hygiene, if you will. And we'll also talk about prevention, right? How we can put some things in place to help keep our spiritual hygiene intact. So that way, we don't have to go so damn hard in the paint to get things back to where they need to be. All right. So, with that being said, I'll leave it here. Just wanted to pop in, give you guys an update on where I've been, as well as what you can expect from the next couple of episodes of this season. And I will see you guys in the next episode. Remember, 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 of course, that this share button saves lives. And I will see you in the next episode. Peace out, Factual Family. Love you guys.